The second edition of the Skills and Technology Fair will open at the Accra International Conference Center tomorrow. The World Bank and DANIDA have given a $60 million financial support for government to set up and implement the Skills Development Fund. The fair will showcase the innovative skills and technology development initiative in the private and public sectors. The head of communication at the Council for Technical and Vocational Education and Training Project Support Unit, Kofi Asari, tells Radio Ghana the fair is part of the strategy to share the outcomes of the unit's support with the private sector.
The Skills and Technology Fair is an initiative of CODFET as part of strategies to promote social accountability and also sharing the outcomes of the Skills Development Fund, which is another government intervention managed by CODFET with the aim of supporting the development of innovative skills and technology in our private sector. Last year, we had the first edition at the Accra International Trade Fair Center, and during the fair, we'll be exhibiting outcomes of SDF funding. SDF has dispersed and also research institutions, science and technology institutions, as well as training institutions. And at this fair, these beneficiaries will be exhibiting how SDF support towards upgrading the skills of their staff and also acquiring British technology has gone a long way to enhance their production.
Have you assessed the impact?
Yes, we continuously monitor our results to find out how we are in towards our target. Since the fund started in 2011, generally 38,171 employees or staff and pharma-based groups have benefited from innovative training through SDF funding. And apart from that, 12 technology centers have been supported to develop innovative technology for industry. And one of them is the Bionuclear Agri-Research Institute at the Ghana Atomic Energy, where SDF has given them a grant to develop their protein-based technology, which is a technology that citrus farmers, especially mango farmers in the Dangwe area, are going to use and hang on their mango trees so that the fruit flies that come and destroy the mangoes will be a thing of the past.
How are these funds dispersed?
Yes, yes, it's a challenge fund where businesses that are challenged in terms of skills constraints or technology, for which reason they need funding to upgrade and become competitive, do apply. It is also a competitive fund in the sense that out of about 600 applications that you receive average, a maximum of 100 gets the fund. It tells you that it is a competitive fund where you need to make a strong justification on the basis of the competitiveness, on the basis of the efficiency, the relevance of, and then the sustainability case. All this analysis will have to be made in a very sound and convincing way in order for the SDF committee to consider approving the application. So because it is competitive, we get about 600 applications per each call, but we hardly receive approvals of less than 100 average.
What is going to be the highlight of tomorrow's fair?
The ceremony will be launched by the Minister of Education and also by the Minister of Environment, Science and Technology. For me, the highlight would be the business public, the business community in Accra and other regions will have the opportunity to come and see how they can also benefit from SDF support. People think SDF is a training institution. People have all sorts of misconceptions about SDF. SDF is not a training institution. SDF will give you money for you to go and train. Now, when people come to the fair, they will understand why, for instance, they could not get a fund when they apply to SDF, because they would then be seeing examples of success stories of projects that we have funded so that they can now know how to fine-tune their concept and then represent them for possible funding in the next call, which will be launched on the 20th of November.